Market. The State Department of Housing and Urban Development, through the Economic Stimulus Program, especially, is set to construct 8 markets in various trading centers in Narok that will cost of shush 1.3 billion. This is after Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu commissioned the projects at Olelolunga and Intalele trading centers, which are among the towns benefiting from the modern markets. Ntutu said the program is among the mega projects being undertaken by the government to uplift the livelihood of the people in the grassroots, as thousands of traders will benefit from the program. He directed the contractors to use the local residents to do the construction work in a bid to create employment for the many jobless youths in the county. The vision of the government is to create job opportunities for the many jobless youths. The building of these markets will create that opportunity, as hundreds of local people will be employed in the construction work, he said. The governor was accompanied by the chair of the Housing Committee in National Assembly, Johanna Ngeno, Narok South MP Kitalai Ntutu and Narok East MP Ken Aramat. Ntutu said the women who used to work under the sun while selling the goods will now be accommodated in a modern market. The governor committed to put a concrete fence around the markets to enhance security for the traders and the goods, as the market will be running for 6 days a week. The county government, he said, has set aside shush 2 million to build a dumping site at Olelolunga Trading Center for proper sanitation in the town. Ntutu asked the markets committee to ensure that the people who benefit from the markets are the local traders, who have been doing business in the markets. On his part, Ngeno said the construction will be completed within 4 months and will be equipped with internet connections so that the young people can do business in a digital manner. The presence of the markets will attract financial institutions like banks, M-Pesa shops and insurance firms that will establish their businesses in the towns. This will boost the livelihood of the people, he said. He added the Masai Mara University will be given about 2,000 units, under the institutional housing, to accommodate the high population of students at the university. Secretary of Urban and Metropolitan Development, State Department for Housing and Urban Development Engineer Benjamin Njenga, confirmed that the money has already been set aside to build the markets, saying the contractors should do a quality job. We can confirm that the materials and casual workers will be from this area. The market we are building is a free market and no one will be charged to do business here, he said. The other markets will be built at Emerua Dikir, Olchoro, Owasso Ngiro, Mambo Leo, Suswa and Narok Town.